useful, useless knowledge. Share it with the show. Steve at thebestvariety.com or 800-888-6499. Can you feel the positive energy coming out of your radio? You will soon.
Hi.
Five.
It's a beautiful soul kind of thing. Jesse McCartney, your music, your station, that guy Steve on the phone with me now. Monica, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing today?
I'm really well, just busy as ever.
I'll bet you are. I've been talking about having you on since we met back in April, I think.
Yes.
Because really, it was such a powerful experience meeting you. And I'd shared that with my audience, and a number of people had emailed me and called me and said, well, have her on, have her on, have her on. And you know, with all this craziness that's been going on lately.
Yes. There's a lot of people really extremely disconcerted right now, and they're trying to figure out why and what's going on in their lives. Well, it's a multitude of things. There's a lot of answers. But one of the things about my work is that I'm very solution-oriented. So intuitively, I'm an intuitive therapist, which means I'm able to see what the problem is, why it's happening, and what to do to turn it around. I'm all about solutions. So it's not just predictions. It's about explaining to a person what's happening so that they can get their power back.
Well, you know, because I mentioned you don't like to be called a psychic, although you've been awarded. You're among one of the top 100 psychics in the country. Psychic has a bad stigma, doesn't it?
It sure does. And it's the term of the last century. We need to let it go because it makes people think you've got some kind of weird power.
You're possessed or you're evil. I mean, there's a few religions that think it's evil and they'll just walk away from it.
Actually, if I were to quote the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, it talks about the gifts. And the gift is, it's intuition. We all have intuition, and that's all it is. Mine is fine-tuned because I use it more. Just like anybody can draw a picture, but not everyone's an artist.
Exactly.
But you can learn, which is why I travel and go to different cities and teach workshops.
Well, I'll tell you, you nailed me on the head. When we first met, you took my birthday and you said, you're too hard on yourself. Now, everybody's probably hard on themselves. And then you turn right around and said, how come you don't treat yourself as well as you treat people? And you pointed out, you go out of your way to be nice to friends and family to the point where I actually sabotage my own health, happiness, success.
Absolutely. You tend to do that. And there's, of course, reasons behind it, which I've explained to you. But, you know, Steve, you are really hard on yourself.
Am I growing? Have I grown since we spoke? Can you even tell?
Well, of course. Yeah, baby steps, baby. Baby
I've lost
steps.
Pounds.
Baby steps.
Okay, good. Thank you. So what we're going to do, again, is, all of us, doesn't matter who you are, no matter how confident you are, we all kind of have some insecurities, and Monica might be able to help you out with these. Well, she will, period. I'll be very surprised if she cannot help you. We've taken some calls, so we have some people ready for you right now. Let's just go ahead and roll one of them.
Okay.
Hi, who's this, and what's your birthday?
Hey, Steve, Jennifer Blackwell, and I got some questions. When do you want them?
Right now, go for it.
Do you see me rekindling old friendships that were lost?
Wow, first of all, I didn't get her birthday, but that's okay. The thing is, that is a very broad question, and she needs to be more specific. Anyone that calls needs to be extremely specific about who they want me to look at.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this can go either way, and my sense here is that when I see lost friendships, the first thing I'm getting is no. And the reasoning behind that is I feel that people go in different directions. It's like their life has moved on. And I'm really feeling that Jennifer, you should really, really focus on bringing in new friendships into your life. I just don't see anything old romantically or even in friendship.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Let's take another one. Hello.
It's Anne, 9171.
Okay.
The question is, well, what I've been thinking could possibly happen, is that something that's going to happen pretty soon, or am I looking that, it's going to take a while?
Again, this is a very general question. I would like the callers to be more specific with respect to the area, since I don't have a whole hour to spend with them. I've got to do this very, very quickly. So with Anne, the first thing that comes to my mind is I'm really wondering if she's looking at romance and relationships, because this is an area that's not going to happen at this point in time. What I see for her actually this year is, I got to tell you, it has to do a lot more with your financial stability, which will change right around September and October. But I'm really looking at anything that has to do with romantic ties. It seems to be way off into the future. It's not even in the present right now.
You are amazing! All right. Monica.com, MONNICA.com, or you can call her 831-688-8884. You're there in beautiful Santa Cruz County.
Yes, I am.
Right on the coast.
Yes.
Is it a beautiful day on the coast?
Yes. Sunny, warm, and 75 degrees, maybe.
I'm so jealous. All right, we're going to take some calls, 800-888-6499. We'll be back after a couple of songs. Monica with that guy, Steve.